Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Ken Zord's Autonomous Zone, episode 116 for Sunday, August 30th, 2015, and part of the 2015 Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge. Well, about, probably 3 hours ago now, Charlotte looked over at me and said, "Well, I guess I know what you're going to talk about in your podcast today." And she was right. Day started out well enough. I was reading some API documentation for some cloud nerdy service stuff to kind of have some of it having to do with the little TV audio project I was thinking about and some other stuff, playing around with the Raspberry Pi in general. Nice morning. Everything was cool. Sat down at my desk. I felt like I was getting some stuff accomplished. I was like, I need to replace that battery in my phone. I replaced the battery in my phone. And bear in mind, I have replaced batteries in Nexus, well, one other time, but I've replaced batteries in technically non-user serviceable phones multiple times before. I've replaced a Nexus 5 battery before. Charlotte has one that I replaced with no problem whatsoever. Mine, on the other hand, something happened, and now my phone isn't a phone anymore. It can't find service. Bluetooth works fine. Wi-Fi works fine. Everything. It's basically like an Android, you know, iPod Touch. So that's been my afternoon, futzing around with that. And to boot with all that, Charlotte actually at one point suggested switching everything back out. And I was like, well, I don't think like it's the battery itself. And I don't think it was the battery itself. But to boot, the battery that I put in started discharging almost immediately and was looked to be a worse battery than the battery I had in it already, which is a risk in doing these. It's a known risk when doing these battery replacements for things like Nexus 5 that are not technically supposed to have their batteries replaced anymore. So I ended up actually, luckily I hadn't thrown the other battery away yet. It was sitting in a pile of stuff to get thrown away. But within an hour or so, I put the other battery back in and kind of hoped against hope, hey, maybe this will, it'll work again. But no, no joy. Searching for service. Could be several different things. I mean, other phones as well, but Nexus 5s have a known kind of issue. Bump, the wrong bump, the wrong drop, even though they're fairly tough phones. Charlotte actually has a refurbed, Charlotte's phone is a replacement, a refurbishment under warranty, which I am out of now, unfortunately, because hers just very similar issue. Hers just stopped getting cell service, I don't know, 6 months ago, 8 months ago, something like that. I'm not sure how long ago it was. And we went through the Google warranty process, like, went through rebooting, blah, all the stuff you have to do, and then eventually send it in for the warranty, which was good, and she got a refurbed identical phone, and hers has been fine ever since. And certainly, you know, prying the back off the darn thing, you know, could be the equivalent of a bump. So it's possible. I spent with her phone, I spent hours on the phone with both Ting, our provider, and then with Google, to try and resolve issues with the phone. And one of the things that they will definitely recommend that you do is a full and complete reset, like factory reset of the phone, which I don't mind doing, except A, it's just days till Dragon Con, and B, probably more importantly at this point, this is the device I listen to the Dog Days podcasts on. I've got, you know, 47 of them or something like that queued up at this point. And I think I can, you can export your Beyond Pod settings. I could get it back, but I'm like, I don't even want to think about messing with that. So, blech. The good news is I don't actually use my phone as a, I mean, I do use it as a phone, but not a huge amount. I talk mainly to Charlotte when I'm out of town. I get some texts from a handful of people, and I will need to be doing some adjustments for Dragon Con, because I probably get more actual texts during Dragon Con than I do any other time of the year, any time I'm at a con, because there are people that know me that, you know, we're coordinating meeting up, things like that. But I don't use my phone as a phone all that much. The Wi-Fi works fine, so, you know, I can still update podcasts. The Bluetooth works fine. I can still listen to things via Bluetooth, no problem. And I have an additional phone. I have an iPhone 5C for work that did this about a year ago. They're kind of saving money and stuff, and they switched. We've been transitioning from BlackBerries for a while. And they offered to, if you traded in your BlackBerry, they would give you an iPhone 5C. So it was yours. So if I leave Turner, I can keep the phone. I mean, you know, obviously in a year or two, that's going to be a pretty old phone, but still, I can keep the phone. I am responsible for the phone. So if it breaks, I would have to buy a new phone. But they just pay for the service, but our service includes, unlimited everything. I think it's through T-Mobile. Doesn't really matter. I was already planning on taking the iPhone with us to DragonCon because it has an unlimited data plan, and I was just going to use it as, and it's hotspotable. So I was going to use it as a hotspot in the room and not have to worry about the $20-$25 a day Hilton Wi-Fi charge. So when I'm out and about for the next few days, I'm just going to be using hotspotting that iPhone pretty much constantly, and letting my Nexus 5 connect to it, and I'll have connectivity that way, and probably through DragonCon as well. I'm going to check now if I can get Google Now. I know there's a Google Now app for the iPhone. I don't know if it does the picture backup, because right now I back up my pictures on the Nexus 5 to both Google's Photos, used to be Google Plus, period, but now it's really, they've kind of separated the Photos app out. But they back up both to Google and to Flickr. And if I can do the same thing, conceivably I'll just carry the iPhone. I don't know, because, you know, technically it probably has a better camera. I'm just used to the Nexus 5. So one way or the other, anyway. Everything but literally phone calls and texts to my Nexus 5's phone number I can work around. And I have a Google Voice account that I can connect that phone to. There are multiple people that are familiar. Most of the people that I would text at DragonCon already have gotten texts from that Google Voice number before. So I think we can work around most of all this. I don't want to mess with the phone this close to DragonCon and while I'm working on dog days. So I'm probably just going to schlep my way through DragonCon with the phone half broken, or, you know, phone-wise mostly broken, and do some, you know, some serious hard reset, factory reset stuff next, you know, 8 or 9 days from now, once we're back from DragonCon. I've got the Tuesday after Labor Day off. I have learned that you need several days recovery from DragonCon, so I can muck around with things on that Tuesday. I wouldn't be surprised. I may have, you know, because I've traced all the stuff, looked up all the teardowns and everything. I know where the antenna and stuff is. Everything, I mean, it could be software, because everything else is working fine. Like I said, the Bluetooth antenna is working fine. The GPS is working fine. The Wi-Fi is working fine. I don't know. I'm just annoyed at this point. I've spent an afternoon of annoyance with technology when it doesn't do what I want it to do. So, doesn't work out. I'm a Nexus fan. I've had every Nexus phone from the first Nexus 1, which is an awesome phone for its day. Through the Nexus 5, I did not, I haven't bought a Nexus 6. It's too big. I mean, I don't mind big phones, but that thing is big, big. I know plenty of people like big phones, but not that big. I have been, you know, I wasn't planning on buying a new phone soon, but if this guy is dead, you know, the rumor is that Google's going to be announcing some new phones within a month or so. You know, the scuttlebutt is that there'll be two. One that's closer to the size of the Nexus 5, and one that's closer to the size of the Nexus 6. If that is what happens, I would probably lean towards the Nexus 5. And hopefully, it would be compatible with Google Fi, the new Google virtual phone plan company thing, which I might well do, because I think I could work out pretty well with that. The other option is, the reason for that is because probably those phones will take a certain amount of time to get onto Ting, which is the phone service that I use now. It would probably be in the months range before they're available on Ting. And I really don't want to wait that long if my phone is broken. I mean, I don't know. I may just end up going with limping along with the my work iPhone for a while. We'll see. But I need to see what the Google's got up their sleeve. There are a couple other phones. The second gen Moto X is nice. The OnePlus phones. There's the OnePlus One, which was their original phone, and the OnePlus Two, which just came out. And that's still in an invite only phase. But the OnePlus One looked to be a pretty good phone, and it is pretty cheap now. And I could get that on Ting, but on Ting's Ting has basically, you can get SIMs for them from either Sprint or T-Mobile, a CDMA, Sprint, GSM Mobile, or T-Mobile. And I think the OnePlus One actually did have a CDMA option, which would be pretty good. Anyway, I gotta look at all that stuff, but I'm not gonna worry about it. Well, I'm gonna probably worry about it incessantly, but I'm gonna try my best not to worry about it until after DragonCon and after a few weeks, and ideally even until the Google phone announcement. So we'll go from there. So anyway, that's been my day. And now you've heard about it and I've been able to vent and I feel a tad bit better. Not very much, but a tad bit. So I love technology and I can't believe that it didn't even work. I didn't even get a good battery out of it. I don't even want to think about it right now. So anyway, that's been Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find the podcast and show notes at kenzoid.com. That's KENZOID.com. It also has links to my social media accounts and all my various comings and goings online. But basically, you can search for Kenzoid or Ken Kennedy, and you can find me. So that's it for today. We'll be back tomorrow. This podcast is Creative Commons license, attribution, share alike, version 3.0, unported. Thanks a lot, and we'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye.